Almost 7:15 here on Money Talk with MoneyWeb on Radio 2000. Time to get into the day's top business news, starting with expectations ahead of a decision on rates this week. That decision will be announced on Thursday by Reserve Bank Governor Lesetša Kganyago. Investment Solutions Chief Economist Lesiba Mutata joins us on the line now for this discussion. Good evening, Lesiba.
Good evening to me, to you and listeners. How's it?
Very well, thank you. Expectations coming in quite in uniform here. The assumption would be that we expect the MPC to say that rates will be kept on hold at 7% on Thursday. What's your take?
Yeah, I quite agree with that. I really do think also that the tone of the conversation ought to change in the MPC, because if you recall from the beginning of the year, it's been very hawkish. They've been concerned about the inflation pressure, which I think now when they recalibrate the model, they may find that the inflation pressures are not as robust as they were before because of a few things. One, this economy internally, there is no demand. So there is no demand inflation that's coming through. Despite the high retail sales number that we've seen, the underlying trend is very weak. So that's one. The second thing is that food price inflation has lifted inflation, headline inflation, high. And what we're seeing now is that the maize imports are less than what we were looking at about a month or 2 months ago. Clever people in the climate arena talk about a La Nina phenomena, which means excessive rain may arrive later on in the year, which could change the outlook in terms of agricultural output. And all these factors to me suggest that there is a risk that inflation could surprise on the downside. And monetary policy ought to stay put, even tilt the conversation to easy.
Interesting. Now, Nerina Fissa, who was our market commentator this evening from ETFSA, indicated that inflation figures are expected on Wednesday. That's a day before the central bank governor, Lesetša Kganyago, announces the MPC's decision on rates. We know inflation has been a bit of a worry. What is expected from those figures coming out on Wednesday?
So it's likely to be up from the 6.1. So we're talking about a number that's a 6.3 potentially. And it's driven by food, it's driven by some of the petrol prices that we've seen previously beginning to come through, along with the rand depreciation. This is the previous outcome of rand depreciation. While that's important, in other words, the number that comes out on Wednesday is important, what is more important, however, is that which we look forward towards. Mm-hmm. When these numbers are recalibrated, I get a feeling around 6 and 12 months out, when you run the model, we may find that inflation is not going to be as robust as previously thought. And I do think that policy ought to just stay put and a conversation of beginning to ease as we begin to see elsewhere in emerging market countries, including Turkey, that is in a discussion about easing policy. Although they're responding to domestic factors, but there are now a few countries in emerging markets that you can count that have changed their tone from that of tightening to a lot more easing.
Having spoken about the worry and concerns over inflation, slow growth, does that remain as a concern for the MPC and the Reserve Bank?
I think much more in this meeting than it has ever been before, because we are almost in recession. There's a new risk that has emerged that has dampened business confidence globally, that would be out of the Brexit situation. We export a lot more, not just to the UK, but the entire block of European countries. So we're being impacted. And there are financial linkages between Europe and South Africa that are much more tied than elsewhere in emerging markets. And I think in the doves, you know, we talk about monetary policy committee meeting. Remember, some are doves, some are hawks. The doves may rear their heads and say, you know what, we need to begin thinking about easing. This economy actually is struggling. We need to assist from the monetary side.
Right. Now, most of us are usually concerned only by hearing Lesetja Kganyogo say that the repo rate is going down.
Yeah.
If it's going up, then we are very, very worried. As a parting shot, take us through exactly what the Monetary Policy Committee deliberates on when it comes to the MPC meeting itself and reaching that decision that we all anticipate.
Yeah, so they'll start globally, they'll look and find the US is better, they'll look at Europe and say that's where the risks lie, they'll run a model, and clever people who run modeling, in fact, some of those people at the farm have been running the CPI model for more than 30 years, will come and give their view. And out of the balance of probabilities, I think some devs will put their views on the table saying, this economy is struggling, and we need to think about, you know, resuscitating a bit from the monetary side by leaving rates unchanged and potentially looking about easing going forward. So he will be a lot more less hawkish than he has been before. He has been very good in making sure that the central bank's credibility is intact.
Mm-hmm.
He spoke hawkish and he responded around his credit ratings issues. Institutions were under question for some time at the beginning of the year, particularly. So the FOB, head and shoulders above the rest of all institutions in the country, rose up and said, we're independent, we look at inflation that way. But I think that they've got in the bag, credibility is sorted. Now they just need to look about what's happening else in the world. And I think that does in the monetary policy, or to speak up a little louder.
Thank you so much for your time. Always a pleasure learning from you. Investment Chief Economist Lesiba Mutata on Money Talk with MoneyWeb on Radio 2000, talking about expectations ahead of a decision on rates this week.